Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Mindy Robertson, who has a long title and will give the whole thing out right now. Prevention Resource Center Data Coordinator for Region 4 under the auspices of the East Texas Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, also known as ETCADA. And ETCADA is our topic today. Good morning, Mindy. Great
Good
to
morning.
Have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Sure thing. Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Mindy, substance abuse, alcoholism, drug abuse, the whole nine yards. Just a big, big topic in East Texas. Bigger than we like to think about, but that's what you're in the business of addressing. Let's start off with a brief mission statement.
All right. Our mission statement at ETCADA, I can read it to you, but basically it's to reduce substance abuse and dependency within our East Texas communities. And a lot of that is through awareness, prevention, screening, and recovery. It's the whole circle and gamut of how we address what our issues are in our communities.
And you have a 23-county service area. You're just huge. Your main office is in Longview, but you have several satellite offices, but you cover a 23-county area, pretty much over to the Louisiana line and the Red River, I believe.
I call it the left shoulder of Texas. Some people can kind of think of that. From Bowie over to Red River, down to Van Zandt, and through Anderson and Rusk, and through Panola and over to Harrison.
Mm-hmm. And we want to get something squared away at the outset. From time to time, we'll also interview the good folks at Next Step Community Solutions, which does work that's similar to yours, but it also makes for a little bit of confusion. I think your agency and the Next Step Community Solutions initially began many years ago. Your agency was based in Longview, which it still is, and Next Step was based in Tyler, which it continues to be. They have continued to operate basically independently of one another, as I understand it, but with a good degree of collaboration. Let's clear that up. What is, or how are you different from Next Step Community Solutions? What do you have in common, and how do you work together and or complement one another?
Well, ETCADA is a little different because we are in all 23 counties with different services. And Next Step sometimes is limited by their grants. We both base work off grants from the state of Texas. And they have limited to some of their counties that they can do services in, as well as ETCADA, but we cover all the 23. We are different, but yet we work in the same mindset of prevention and aiding those that have substance abuse or mental health disorders. The substance abuse community and the mental health community are combining on the federal and state level, and so we're wanting to make sure that everyone knows those go hand in hand. They're not separate a lot of the time. And so Next Step does a lot of great work, and we do a lot of great work. I see them all the time at different coalition meetings that we have. We host trainings at ETCADA, and they come quite often. And we just work. It's different than in industry, where you have to compete. We're not competing for money. We're not competing for clients. We're wanting for the betterment of these communities, and so it's best to work together.
Now, your office, your main office is in Longview, and it's at 708 Glencrest Lane. The number is 903-753-7633. You also do have a Tyler location at 1820 Shiloh Road, as well as satellite offices in Pittsburgh and Paris. And you can find out more about all this by going to the website, which is www.etcada.com. You do have Facebook and Twitter, and they're easily accessible through the website. And you're also a United Way agency. You work with several United Ways around the area. So all that just to set the scene of who you are, what you do, and where you do it. We'll move on now with just how bad a problem is substance abuse in East Texas. We know that our area has been dealing with this for many, many, many years, but how bad is it, and are there any particular problems that really are drawing the attention of your agency and the others that you work with to deal with alcoholism and drug abuse?
Yes, language changes throughout the years, and now we talk about substance use disorder, and that's what we're seeing. East Texas has a prominent issue with tobacco, not only smoking, vaping, but char or chew or smokeless tobacco. We see a lot of things with lung disorders and cancers and disorders of the mouth and skin. That is a big East Texas thing. It has something to do with the South and where we live. We also have a methamphetamine problem. People are placating their emotions with things to make them feel different. I never say better, people don't always feel better when they use a substance, but they want to feel different. They don't like currently what's going on, and they're seeking an escape. We also have an opioid crisis.
Oh, yes.
People think of opioids, or they want to put drugs as illicit drugs, heroin, or they see dirty needles or those kind of things. And prescription drugs are opioids, and that's what we're seeing abused. And if you have a prescription, let's say an older person has a prescription for a broken hip or something that they need, and it's in their medicine cabinet, we're seeing their grandchildren or their grandchildren's friends or their neighbors or someone like a plumber or carpet layer coming in and taking those opioids out of their medicine cabinet, and then that person doesn't have the pain relief that they need, and someone is abusing those. And that's the crisis we're having here in East Texas, making sure the prescriptions are valid to the right person and they stay with that person.
Mm-hmm. Mindy Robertson, our guest this morning. Mindy is with the East Texas Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And getting deeper now into some of the things that you actually do. First of all, it's about information. You're really working to increase public awareness of the problem. Some of the ways that you go about doing that.
Well, I talk a lot on the radio. I've done several TV spots, but I speak at nearly every coalition meeting that is in that 23-county region, and that's a lot. From those in Bowie County to Morris County Collaborative has a very large coalition, to SHAC meetings. That's where the school and the health partners in those districts and counties get together and talk about what they can do to help the students. I've talked at churches, and we do fairs, you know, like the Yamboree and things like that, where there's a large population, yeah, that we can come in and show what we can do and how we can help. And just basically, sometimes I think it's planting a seed. Here's the number in case you need it. And down the line, you may have an experience or know someone that needs that help.
All right. Now, you talk about coalitions. Can you explain that concept a little bit more deeply?
A coalition is where there is a need. There is a need either in the town or the county, some kind of geographical area. Mm-hmm. And the public themselves come together and make a plan and a strategic framework, is what the state calls it, to work towards a betterment, finding a way to curb either drinking and driving, if that's what your coalition is about, or, you know, healthy foods for students, or whatever your coalition's focus is. But the community themselves volunteer that time to do events and to have education brought in to help those in their community.
Mm-hmm. And your sister agency, if you will, Next Step Community Solutions, actually helps organize and manage some of these coalitions, whereas you do not, but you are very closely connected to them. And your main job with any given community coalition is to go and speak to them and interact with them and help out any way you can, as I understand it.
Yes, I specifically work for the Prevention Resource Center. The state of Texas is divided into 11 health regions, and we're region 4, those 23 counties.
Yeah.
So I collect the data pertinent to any mental or physical health, and that includes substance abuse. We do a regional needs assessment every year, which is the large book, and then throughout the year, I am updating information on what's going on in our counties and what the numbers look like, and people use those to write grants, but coalitions use them to show that they are needed there and how to show improvement.
Mm-hmm. And you are the Prevention Resource Center Data Coordinator for Region 4, and that abbreviates to PRC4. So we may use that term during the course of the show, just so people will know ahead of time what we're talking about. Effective strategies. You promote evidence-based prevention and intervention strategies through best practices in education, screening, assessment, referral, and recovery. What can you tell us about that beyond those few words?
We have a youth prevention section at EDCADA. We have what's called Youth Prevention Universal, and that's any student from third grade up to 12th grade. It's an 8-lesson program. It has everything from self-esteem to assertiveness to prevention techniques to, if you're faced with a hard situation, what do you do? Not just the red ribbon, just say no. It's great to have a bunch of third graders stand up in the middle of a gym and yell no, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a situation like a family reunion and your uncle's been drinking and he wants you to ride to the gas station and he'll buy you a candy bar, those are real life scenarios that the kids need to know how to handle themselves, because it's very important that they keep themselves safe. Then we have youth prevention indicated. Those are kids that for some reason or another, either there's substance abuse in their family or themselves, or they've had run-ins with the law, but they have a higher rate of probability that they're going to have a substance use disorder. And that's a more focused learning that our employees go in and talk with them.
Okay, Mindy Robertson with the East Texas Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, officially the Prevention Resource Center Data Coordinator for Region 4, is our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And with collaborative partnerships, I'm just going down a list of topics that I know you wanted to discuss this morning. We're going to try and get to all of them. We're probably going to bat close to 1,000, even though we may not get to every little thing that we would like to discuss today. But under collaborative partnerships, you work collaboratively with other agencies, and I know we've touched on this. I know you've talked about Next Step Community Solutions, going to work with the coalitions. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other types of agencies that you work with around the area?
Of course. Partners in Prevention in Longview, mm-hmm. we work closely with them. They have the Coalition for Drug-Free Youth that works with students in schools there. We've done several things with them. Recently, actually, we helped host Watch Your Back, which is through the Texas AgriLife, which uh-huh. actually shows parents and educators how to spot drug paraphernalia or habits or tendencies on kids so they can help cut that off. Everything from brands that they're wearing T-shirts to stash things that look like a Coke bottle, but it really has hidden compartments in it. It's just education to help us understand everything's evolving and mm-hmm. how kids handle things, and so that we can help in those senses.
All righty. And training and education, of course, tailored to the individual, the family, and the community at large, as well as addressing societal norms and laws. That's a significant part of what we've already discussed today, but anything else you wanted to add to that?
We do. We have some training itself. I have a data census training come up. So that really is for other coalitions and other agencies that come in, but we do have them for the public as well. Sometimes we're referred. We have a DWI class that people take when they have a certain amount of tickets, but we also have choices and consequences. You don't have to be referred for that. We have adolescence choices and consequences. A lot of kids who have either popped on a drug test for UIL or parents fear that they're getting into alcohol, tobacco, or drugs can sign their child up for this. And it's just talking about, especially teenagers don't tend to see the second and third step consequences that come after a decision. And so it really focuses on those so that they can be informed of how to make better choices.
Mm-hmm. At this point in the show, I'm sure a lot of people are wondering how they can be involved, and we'll talk about volunteering a little bit later on. But first, let's repeat your contact information. Your main office is in Longview. The number is 903-753-7633, and you're located at 708 Glencrest Lane. You also have a Tyler location at 1820 Shiloh Road, and a Pittsburgh location, which also has a phone number listed, 903-753-7633. That's at 211 Mill Street in Pittsburgh, Paris, 2654 Lamar Avenue in Paris. So main location in Longview, 3 satellite locations. Website is www.etcada.com, etcada.com. But suppose people are listening and they're thinking, I think maybe I'd like to get involved in some of this training, some of this education, or maybe I'd just like to have Mindy come talk to me or talk to my church group, civic organization, or school group. I guess all they need to do is give you a call and you'll get everything set up for them.
Yes, they can call the number at 903-753-7633, but we also have a 1-800 number, which is 1-800-441-8639. They can also go onto the webpage, and my email is there under mrobertson@edcotta.com. They can email me anytime. I would love to come talk to anybody or have anybody assist in any way that they feel need. The community has to be involved for change to happen.
Okay. If they want to form a community coalition, I guess you can point them in the right direction on that as well, can't
yes,
you?
Yes, sir. We can.
All righty. Again, 903-753-7633 for the main office in Longview, and the 800 number is 800-441-8639. You're also, again, accessible by email on the website, which is www.etcada.com. Moving right along, I think we're down to policies. You develop policies that guide continuous quality improvement within the delivery of services, et cetera, et cetera. I think this is a good time to point out that you just have a wide range. You really do cover the waterfront as far as just dealing with this ongoing issue of what you now call substance use disorder. And let me try get into the habit of doing that. What are some of the things you do in the way of developing these policies?
We work with governments. Our CEO is on a lot of boards, the opioid crisis boards, the homeless initiatives, things like that. We've worked with the state and trying to address and see if it's for social hosting that's a problem. If you are giving alcohol to a minor or have your home and there's an accident or anything like that, there are legal repercussions. And so counties and cities are looking at trying to come up with social hosting ordinances. And so we've worked with training with that and just policies in general for healthy communities.
Now you have support and recovery services as well, and how could you not? I mean, given the kind of a problem that this is, outreach, screening, assessment, referral, tell us a little bit about how you work under those auspices.
Okay, the outreach, screening, assessment, and referral, for short we call it OSAR. If you call and you yourself or someone you know has a problem that needs to be addressed, that's the first person you're going to see. They're going to screen you and make you an appointment. We do it at all four offices. We can also do it over the phone. Sometimes CPS refers people to us, and so they have referrals as well. So they establish whether you have insurance or not, because this is a free service. So insurance or not, where you need to go, outpatient, inpatient, counseling with a recovery coach, what's best for you, they're going to make that treatment personalized.
Okay. Now, you mentioned no-cost treatment. Can you tell us if there are some services you offer that are that do require payment and some that are free?
Yes. The screenings do not cost anything. Some of the classes do have a fee because it's through the state and it's certified. And then once they decide what treatment to go, it depends on if you have insurance or not. And then that's by base case-to-case basis through where you're referred to.
Okay. They have something called the Burgess Recovery Center, and that's a pretty busy entity in its own right. There are several things that happen under the auspices of that Burgess Recovery Center. Tell us a little bit about what some of those are and what they do.
We have certified peer recovery support specialists, and they are trained in certain areas. We have a peer recovery specialist that is trained specifically for those who are coming out of and being incarcerated and trying to make it back into the world sober and with jobs and things of that nature. We have men and women who are recovery coaches that help those, because it's a different walk. It's a different walk before and after, and they have influences and ideas and connections and understanding of what someone is going through recovery can do. We also have the recovery groups. We have Recovery Rocks women's group. We have a men's group, and then Winner's Circle, which is the Let It Begin With Me, which is specified for men and women who are coming out of incarceration and back into society.
Okay. Mindy Robertson, our guest this morning with the East Texas Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Once again, at CADA's Longview main office at 708 Glencrest Lane. The number is 903-753-7633, or you can do the 800 thing, 1-800-441-8639. Tyler location, 1820 Shiloh Road. Satellite locations in Pittsburgh and Paris as well. And you can get all this information by just heading to that website, www.etcada.com. They're on Facebook and they are on Twitter. And you can either make a phone call, check the website, or also email Mindy directly through that website. You're a certified training entity. What exactly does that mean, and how is it part of your mission and your purpose?
Well, the certified training entity comes from the state of Texas, and it's very important that there's a lot of information out there, and then we need to make sure that it's the most current and up-to-date, and you can get certificate, you can get CEUs, continuing education hours, and you can also get certified. We recently did the peer recovery specialist supervisor training. It's the only place in our area that you can get it is through EDCADA with this certified training entity, and we have lots coming up. You can look at our webpage at EDCADA.com or the PRC4.org, and it updates daily and weekly on what trainings are in our area and what we're doing specifically at EDCADA.
Okay, and let's go ahead and run the PRC website by them again. I don't think we mentioned that before. That was PRC.org?
Yes, sir. PRC4.org.
Okay, so that's an additional website that people can use to get even more information about what you're doing around East Texas on a day-in, day-out basis. Now, you incorporate the principles of something known as trauma-informed care, and I know that's very important to the kind of work that you do.
Yes, it's to understand that people who are in a situation that substance abuse is part of their life, that there has been a trauma there. Now, whether you and I see it as a trauma, they see it as a trauma, and we cannot invalidate that. We can't take that away from them. So we need to be informed, sensitivity, use of language, just like substance use disorder is the new language that we use, so that everyone understands that we are here to help them through this trauma, which has led to something that we can't fix the trauma, but we can fix maybe some of the consequences or help along the road of those consequences that have come out of that trauma.
Okay. Talking to Mindy Robertson of the East Texas Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse on In Focus this morning. I'm John Sims, and we still have quite a bit that we're going to try and squeeze in the last 9 or 10 minutes of the show. Moving on to community education services, and I know that we have covered some of this already. Now we go into a little bit more detail. There are several of these that you want to highlight, starting with the DWI intervention course.
Yes, these are when you have repeat offenders and the court mandates that they take a course. It's very important that they come in and we talk about some things and the laws and changing in behavior and education. It's got 15 sessions. Two of them are family sessions, bringing the family in, that it's a whole idea of the whole person and who's surrounding them to change some behavior.
Okay, now the adult choices and consequences class. I think we kind of touched on several of these items earlier in the show, but again, a little bit more detail on exactly what that involves, the adult choices and consequences class.
Yes, you can receive a 6 or 8 hour certificate for this. It's basically talking about substance use disorders, anything involving alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, but the reasons why we're there, the reasons why these come into play in our lives, and how everything does have a consequence, and not all consequences are negative. We talk about positive consequences and how to achieve those as well.
Okay, and by the same token, adolescent choices and consequences class, educating youth ages 13 through 17.
Yes, it's the management of emotions, which I think is where a lot of this originates from, but with alcohol and drugs, bullying, anger management, vaping, and then the community resources that are there to help those that are in need.
Okay, I think it's interesting that we talk about things like mental health, we talk about bullying, anger management. Those aren't the kinds of things that jump on people's radar screens when we're talking about substance abuse disorder or alcoholism and drug abuse, but they all really do tie in together, don't they?
Yes, they do. They're hand in hand. There's always a reason why someone is led to a choice and a decision that leads to more consequences, and a lot of that has to do with mental health, and it ties down to the root of our communities.
Okay, and for both of these, adult choices and consequences and adolescent choices and consequences, participants do receive a certificate. It's a 4-hour course for the kiddos and a 6 or 8 hour course for the adults, as I understand it.
Yes, sir.
Minor in possession of alcohol class, that's kind of a no-brainer. Of course, you want kids to stay away from, well, basically alcohol and just everything we're talking about this morning.
Correct. It's real education classes. Sometimes they're assigned by the court, but you can sign up for those. It's 2 sessions of 3.5 hours. It's in the evening after school. But if you have a minor in possession charge, there needs to be some education to go along with it. And that's what this class tries to do.
2 sessions of 3.5 hours each for a total of 7 hours. Is there a certificate that comes with that as well?
Correct,
yes. Okay, yeah. And then there's something called the Substance Abuse Subtle Screening Inventory, or SASSI. Do we call that SASSI?
SASSI.
Okay. What is that? How does that work?
The evaluation is given by one of our LCDC, licensed counselor and drug. And a lot of the time it's issued by the court that they need to have a SASSI, but you can also come in and have one to evaluate where you stand with your issues with drugs and alcohol themselves, and see, it's more of into the psyche of what's happening in your life.
All righty. Presentations and activities. You have you do give what you term engaging and informative information on trends, risks, and prevention concerning alcohol, tobacco, prescription drug, marijuana, and illicit drug use. And as I understand it, that is a big part of your job. And again, this is, I think, where we remind people that if they want you to come and give a presentation, they can call 1-800-441-8639 if you're in the Longview area, or have a cell phone, and it maybe doesn't matter anyway. You can call 903-753-7633, and you'll arrange to just come and visit with groups school groups, church groups, civic organizations, just all around the area. And of course, you can be reached by email as well through that website, which is www.etcada.com. You engage youth and adults in activities that promote positive and substance-free environments and life choices for individuals and communities as well.
Right. We do a lot of presentations, but we also do activities. Alternative activities is what the state has called them at times, but fun things that highlight that you have other alternatives to drugs and alcohol, but also to highlight those. For example, one time I set up some hula hoops, and some were bent and some were not, and the kids were competing with each other. But we talked about, you know, if you're smoking, how once you put something in your body, smoking or alcohol, it never is quite the same. Even though they can bend the hula hoop back to almost where it was, it's always going to be a little more difficult. And so we relate things that have fun and engage them, but also have a lesson with them as well, and remind them that we all have choices and consequences, and some we have to live with forever.
All right. And you participate in community events that promote healthy life choices. I imagine this is where you go to fairs and different types of events where you can set up a booth and let people come to you and chit-chat with you, find out more about who you are, what you do, and how they can be a part of it.
Exactly. Lots of festivals, especially here in East Texas, but also like Dangerfield has a large health fair that we do that there as well, and in Longview and Smith County. Sometimes the Walmarts have their individual health fairs on the weekend. We try to set up there.
All righty. And good old social media. We've already mentioned that you're on Facebook and Twitter, and just I know you make heavy use of social media and getting the word out.
And also Instagram. We do have an Instagram that is
Instagram,
new with,
okay.
with the new grant, but we are on Facebook. We have the Prevention Resource Center page. We also have the Youth Prevention Universal page and the Universal Indicated.
Okay. Youth Prevention, the Youth Prevention Universal and Youth Prevention Indicated programs. Again, I think a lot of this is reviewing, but nothing wrong with that. Utilize an evidence-based curriculum called Positive Action, and those are facilitated by a certified instructor. And anything you wanted to add to that?
Well, positive actions basis is if we have positive thoughts and we do positive things, we'll have positive outcomes. And so it is about substance abuse, but it's also about, like we said, bullying and making decisions, whether to do your homework the night before or the morning of or not at all, and self-esteem and how to make a positive outlook on yourself so you make positive choices so you have positive outcomes.
All right. And as we get down close to the end of the show, not quite there yet, but we do want to remind everyone that you actually officially work for the Prevention Resource Center 4, or PRC form. Now, that's a program of ETCADA, and it's basically about collecting data and putting that data to work as just one of many, many, many ways that you're working to resolve this, what are we calling it now, substance use disorder issue. Yeah.
Yeah. I do collect a lot of data. I do it in the Regional Needs Assessment, which comes out in August of every year. It's a very large book that has lots of tables and then interpretive data. I do others throughout the year. I take the Texas School Survey, which students fill out themselves throughout our region, and the see the trends that they have. I also every day get a report from different organizations like the CDC and the FDA, and we look at what's happening, especially with the new vaping issue and the EVALI, the electronic and vaping assessed lung injury, and those kind of things, and how that address particularly to our youth and adults here in East Texas.
All righty. And we do want to remind people you are largely grant-based, if not mainly grant-based, but people can donate individually, and it's easy to do. There's a donation button, I believe, on your website, ETCADA.com, so they can donate financially. And you also do take volunteers. There's a lot of different things I understand that volunteers can do, but they have to pass a background check and be very carefully vetted. Easiest way to get in touch if you are interested in volunteering is just call the number 903-753-7633, 1-800-441-8639. I know there's a Pittsburgh number listed on your website. Or you can email through that website, www.etcada.com. And if everything pans out, you'll put those volunteers to work pretty quickly, I guess.
Yes, we will.
Okay. We are down really at the end of the show at this point, but again, we've been talking to Mindy Robertson with the East Texas Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And Mindy, just want to take a moment to thank you for taking a half an hour with us today to spread the word about what you're doing and how people can be involved.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
You bet. Mindy Robertson, East Texas Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, our guest this morning. Again, I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.